All right, we are here at IFT with State of the Plate, and our next guest is Colleen. And Colleen is joining us from Bay State Milling. And Colleen, tell us a little bit about yourself and the company, and then we'll get into something exciting that you guys are doing here.
Sure. So my name is Colleen Zammer. I'm the Vice President of Growth and Innovation for Bay State Milling. Bay State Milling's been around for 125 years, about 110 of which were solely focused on traditional wheat flour milling. And we've diversified over the last 10 to 15 years with non-wheat ingredients, and most recently really focused on what we call our varietal solutions business unit, which is looking for unique varietals of crops that have important benefits for customers and consumers, focused on flavor, nutrition, performance, that sort of thing.
And one of those varietals really is being featured at IFT. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how you even came into finding this variety of wheat?
I would love to tell you about that. So we are launching or promoting our HealthSense high fiber wheat flour here at IFT. We've actually had it on the market for a couple of years, first time at IFT. We haven't been here for a little bit. But we're so excited about this flour because it is a traditional wheat flour. It's hard red spring flour that's traditionally used in baking bread. But this flour has 32% dietary fiber in the endosperm, or the white part of the wheat kernel, that people like to make, you know, great tasting white flour based foods from. Think crusty breads, tortillas, pizza crust, those sorts of things. And so 10 times the amount of fiber that you would normally find in white flour. Oftentimes consumers are shunning white flour because they're thinking about empty calories, high carbs. This is the solution to this. It's just wheat flour, a unique variety that has more amylose than amylopectin, which means it registers as resistant starch dietary fiber. Not your bran fiber. It's not brown. It's not scratchy. It's not bitter. It's resistant starch fiber, which means it basically resists digestion until it gets into your lower intestine, and then it feeds the healthy gut bacteria, which helps to produce all kinds of good compounds. It keeps your blood sugar stable, and those good compounds are the things that when you hear about gut benefits, the gut-brain axis, cognitive benefits, even emotional benefits, immune support. So all kinds of benefits from this particular type of fiber in the stuff that people love to eat.
That's amazing. We think about, you know, the foods that we eat on a day-to-day basis. And Colleen, you were explaining in the development stage of this, or where this grain was sourced from, that was a key component to their decision-making in defining, you know, how do we improve the health of our community or our country in this instance? So you can speak a little bit to that. And the end result then was through wheat and the products made from wheat.
That's right. So this actually originated in Australia, and they have many of the public health problems that we have in the United States: obesity, diabetes, heart-related issues that are often attributed to diet. So the Australian government looked to say, what do our constituents eat on a regular basis, and how can we make that healthier? So our partners went to work to say, okay, we're a big wheat-eating nation. How do we improve what we eat every day? And they looked at the starch component of wheat, and they found that if they changed the different types of starches, just they already existed, but let's just find a variety that has more of the undigestible starch, that dietary fiber could have a big impact on our population. And so they went to work to do that. It took them a long time. But then they came to Bay State Milling to be their North American commercial partner. So we've launched this in the United States, or in North America, really. We have global partners in Australia, in France, and Japan, but we're the first ones to go to market. And, you know, it's really all about not necessarily making people change the way they eat, but let's change the food they're eating so that they can be healthier.
I love that. You know, we have our favorite foods, right? And we don't want to part with them necessarily. So how can we improve the composition of what we do love to our favor so that we don't have to give those up?